Blog Talk Radio.
Still going until we thought it'd be over, but it's still going.
That frog is about to catch everything.
Oh wait, come on now.
It sure is.
That frog is about to catch everything she moves going. That's why.
Yeah, they right now they're being proud of Seth Rollins. And Seth Rollins is gone. Yep, four.
A two-time winner, Roman Reigns, who's won this event. Edge won this event and returns here tonight. And Drew McIntyre, who's never won a match.
So, Drew.
call in during this to talk about the Royal Rumble, you can call 845-277-9360. The number is 845-277-9360. And we're going to be probably a little quiet for a bit until the Royal Rumble match is over. But yeah, this is long. I can't see Mindy. Get out. Finally, my boy, you're different.
at the bottom of time. Up and cried and shit.
Different men's part have won. So, oh, okay. The John Morrison thing after the
back. I didn't spend any money on me while we were out to cover up those things.
I get that.
Yeah. And now our business is on the radio. It's your fault watching this now.
How's that my fault? Drew McIntyre's the one who runs the radio.
But back.
It's about time, though, for somebody that actually deserved this fight. Somebody that had to look at. Because I've been thinking for like 2 or 3 years at least that Drew McIntyre won the Rumble by now. Even if he didn't win the title, at least give him an opportunity. I've been saying that for like years, like, okay.
Is it 2 or 3 years?
Because
you started up
at
6. Are you
going to
go up to 4 or 5 next?
Because first of all, like, everybody that has a title shot or won the Rumble had title shot already. Like, Edge, clean title shot. Roman Reigns, title shot. Like, everybody that has won the Royal Rumble either had a title shot after or before. McIntyre never had a title shot. He's finally now getting it. He's a big man. He's a big run the Royal Rumble or had a title shot already. Finally, he's got one where you can't take him away from him. And they built it up great, too, because he should. He gets the opportunity to create whoever champion he wants to, either Brock Lesnar or The Fiend. But since he's the one that eliminated Brock Lesnar, it only makes sense to build it up between him and Brock.
But yeah, it's like we said, finally somebody different.
Well, and that's the important thing because, as we were saying earlier, getting tired of the same people winning shit over and over. Becky Lynch needs to have that belt gone. I'm tired of seeing her with it because it's the same shit. She don't even come up with anything new. Every one of her matches is the same shit. And if I hear her say, "I'm a man," one more time, I'm pulling her clips down to make her have a dick because I'm getting sick of hearing it. And yes, you can watch.
I'm saying it's going to be tomorrow when she'll probably be on Raw.
You might want to buy a ticket for Monday Night Raw because you know she's going to be here at Thursday tomorrow.
But don't you think you're getting bored?
Yeah, but I'm
really tired of the fact that she's had her too damn long. She's had this last year of the Mania.
But my whole point is it wouldn't be a problem if she just got out against different people. We had a whole thing with her and Rousey over and over and over and over. Then her and Charlotte over and over and over. It's like.
And now her and Charlotte again.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
You give the one person that everybody was wishing had with the title, you give it to them. You give it to one time. And I only kept it for like 3 months. Yes. Gave it to Ronda Rousey. She had for I don't know how long.
Well, she had since SummerSlam of 17, wait a minute, no, 18, I'm sorry.
Then you gave it to Charlotte Flair. She had.
And this is so you go to championship for more than 2 weeks to say that you're a champion. Because this whole, I'm like 29 times champion. Bitch, you're ready. And you lost it. 30 seconds a lot.
Yeah, that's like Christian, who had the world title for like 5 days and lost it.
There's no pride in holding the belt. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I held it. I'm a champion. I bought the 24/7 championship. So amusing.
Because of the spirit.
Yeah, that's what makes it so amusing. It's like, okay, I'll prove what the 16-time champion now. I mean, why not?
Like
that's the whole point of that supposed to be funny. But there's major titles in life.
And to make it funny. Where's the pride in it anymore? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
if you give it to the same people, you already know by who's got who's. And by the minute that match, you know who's gonna have it next. With Charlotte winning the Royal Rumble and Becky Lynch still having the title, we already know who's gonna win that match. There's no point in watching it because we already know who's gonna win. Charlotte gonna get it again for the 120th time.
It'll be her
11th. She's gonna get into the next pay per view where she might lose it depending on who she's going against. What they go put it back around Ronda Rousey, Ronda Charlotte takes it from her.
Yeah, nobody knows who Ronda Rousey is going to come back. And she's trying to continue to have a gift.
So the only match at WrestleMania that will be worthwhile is McIntyre and Brock.
And let's be honest. You could tell everybody except Brock by when he went over. This was even a little chip. You know what I mean? This, when he went over, it was a chip. I mean, we lost our minds.
Right.
Because people are sick and tired of Brock Lesnar, Jimmy Mendes' ball.
While sucking a dick to keep the title. No, world title champion in your life up to this point has never cut promo.
Yep.
Never been here.
Yep.
Never defended the title unless he's had to do it. Look at the champion of the past. He's always there. Storyline was always set up around him and the opponent that he's going against. It wouldn't know. I would show up every 1 month and don't even cut my own promos. I'm going to have my manager do all the talking. And then I'll show it at a pay-per-view. So, every pro is we're gonna not hit the list card for about 20 minutes. Rather than not making any kind of a
right now. all the damn time. But they knew how to sell that. They knew how to come out and do their thing. Randy Orton was such a bitch at times. A heel. Yeah, I mean, he really was a tank, to be perfectly honest. But they made it work. The pair made it work. So that you knew, even though it might seem the title was going to go back to the other one. You knew damn well it was. You didn't give a shit because it was such a good product. It was such a good match.
Yeah,
you can't be that kind of match.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not a fucking shit that mixture of Russian and a mixture of USC fighting and everything. But we never saw where we saw that from. From around me. She did the mixture of it. And showed what he was expecting from Brock. But people said, and you can see it when he wrestles at times, he is a wrestler. He doesn't have that fluid motion. Do you know what I mean?
That's just him on steroids. But that's just...
That's the bad part about having the pay-per-views, as you said before. It's too many of them. They don't have enough time to make the storyline build up to what's going to happen.
I don't think... Well, in my opinion, I think it's too many of them. I think it's like they don't use some of the wrestlers that they should be using is the problem.
And I think part of the problem is that, let's be honest, they need to have better writers. One thing they have done recently is bring in the pop. Because that was missed, let's be perfectly honest.
Right.
There's something about that pyro, we're not, that just, that does it. We saw with Edge when he came out the season.
Right.
But you've got to have really, really strong riders. I hate to say, but you need the old school riders. You need the ones who were doing the riding for Hogan and Omar. That way up. You know what I mean? You help build the future. Yes, they are, you know, following a story of life. But there's things so intense at times on the story that they say that there's a wrestling show with it. You know what I mean? You like 25 minutes of follow-up with the class. Go after Brock. When
WrestleMania.
Right.
They don't have that main because like everybody in here can go back to a different era and name the head person for that era. Like rock and roll era, Hogan was the front man. But like to like mid 90s, then Bret Hart became the front man. And then Mike was over. And they brought the attitude there. All they got hurt was Triple H and Rock. They were the table. The PG era kicked in. John Cena was the man. Now it's like,
well,
they don't have a main person.
Don't bring it up when we had Daniel Bryan and the Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what drew you in. Even at home, let's be honest, there was what pay per view that we were watching when we would have people over and we'd have the Yes chart going on in the
Right.
We'd have to, yes, no, yes, no. And you even had it, let's be honest, half a thing of Hulkamania and The Rock and John Cena and all that lot was that you would hear people where wrestling wasn't on doing the different things. And we can honestly say, when I said to you, I remember doing it to you when Daniel Bryan did the Yes Man for Daniel Stroud. You want pizza for dinner? And this, yes, yes. Yeah, you know what I mean? You brought all of that in.
To that, or when I used to mess with the fans, it's like, y'all know your old version.
Yeah. But there was all those different things that, you know, used to pull it in. And a lot of that is lacking because I don't think the writers know how to do that. Drew McIntyre will be a phenomenal champion if he gets that belt. Phenomenal champion. But Vince has got to realize that he has got to utilize that man and bring him out of everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
You've got all these other really ridiculous, like the thing with AJ Styles when he came back. You could have made, really made him phenomenal. And you stayed this for a while. And then it was kind of like,
Right.
And to be honest, when you think about it, Jenna, I think he's back in a way. Even though that beard has to go. I have to agree with you. Yeah, that beard has to go. But even with Edge, whether he was a heel or a face, when you heard that, you think you will meet everyone. Oh, my God. Our friend James would get an erection right away. You know, there was a whole thing about him. He sold being a heel. He sold being a face. You never heard of his in-ring persona. He sold it from the minute he came out. The same with people like Kane sold it. Even when Kane is a fan, he is hilarious with Daniel Bryan. And you've got it like on the other side of the spectrum where it seems like the writers just are like, well, you know what, with so-and-so coming in. Yeah. I don't know what to do with him.
Part of me is thinking that there's a lot of people in the back they're not using that, you know, can probably take this company to a different level.
Why NXT is up there.
Right. And there are some people that have from NXT that I think they put up there a little bit early, a little too early,
it's
but they don't use them.
It's just that they didn't know how utilize them when they hit the main roster. Look at Ricochet. Look at Asuka. They were dominating NXT. Asuka left NXT as the champion. Now she's on the main roster. She's had the title one time.
And as we were
for
saying,
like 3 months.
And as we were saying, they could drop the belt so that they could have a really good triple threat match.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said to you, you put the belt on someone. Confident in them headlining at WrestleMania.
That's right, because that would be something to see, like, after WrestleMania.
Oh my God, could you imagine? Just picture it now. Just think of this. I know she's Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in Japan, they have similar things to the dragons that you see that the Chinese do for the Chinese New Year and stuff.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a freaking WrestleMania entrance, her coming out with those dragons and with my arguments coming down do it. Vince has so little confidence in it. But, oh, I'm going to put it out there. Part of the business is because the color isn't.
Or that she don't speak much English.
Let's be perfectly honest. She's not a white American, is she? I'm just putting it out there.
Well, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
If she was a white American, it probably would not be many problems. Or even if she was, of Japanese descent but born in the U.S.
Yeah, like Mia Young was in the Royal Rumble. Like, she was like a thing from Japan or China or something like
China,
that. Oh, yeah, she was probably from China or whatever. And now, like, living in she was in L.A. either before she was in WWE.
But the thing is that this is the thing. We have seen Oscar now, you know, she's spitting this green mist. And you know, even with her romance, she's doing her promos and she's everything. And it freaking works. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They kept that going. She has a title. Can you imagine how amazing it would be right now?
Right.
Because it doesn't matter if you can't understand a goddamn word that she's saying. The way she talks with her, she is a, like, look at her. Her language is for her. She could be on that TV.
Just gotta know, how long has this show. Yeah. She said, save your apologies. Baby, I just gotta know. How long has this been going on?
We're just having a test right now. You think the writers are writing good stuff for them, but Vince is like tossing it away?
Probably. We don't even know. That's the thing.
Well, part of me does like think that he's looking at these other writers, trying to get great ideas and like, put so and so, but just throw them away. Because you know, you hear about on some like wrestling ports that, you know, like plan was supposed to be for this, but the plan had changed to this, like the last minute or something like that.
Well, we know from what we've heard from people behind the scenes and everything, that at the last minute they just changed this for this.
Right. And I'm thinking that if that's the case, why not try to, you know, jump with the rest and like, just do it and go from there and see if it sucks or not.
He's afraid, and I think that he's stuck in what he believes is how it should be. And he doesn't realize that, you know, as fans, we sit there times and we think we're like, oh, I'm just a different day.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I'm just thinking, let's see, I was gonna say something. But God, you two must be on the phone.
Yeah.
It's
the laptop.
I'm not talking. But because look at 2014 when they, you know, launched the network and the Disney Plus did in one day compared to what WWE did with their network. It took years to get like a million subscribers, and it took Disney.
They got it in a day.
Right.
And I think part of it is that when it came to WWE Network, they built it up. When it first started, if you remember, it didn't have everything. It was always going to be adding more things to go along. This was like a watch. And I think that channels like WWE Network and other channels did it, and we're like, we're not going that far. We have everything available. And then when the news, you know, come out, then we'll pop on there after a couple of months when we have revenue in from sales and everything. And so, you know, when that came on, you could go on there. Everything was on there. WWE Network, I remember when it came out, and because we had it literally from the offset.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a time when they didn't have everything on there. They didn't have all of the papers. They didn't have all of the were wrestlers and
radicals.
Yeah. They didn't have all that. It took a while for it all to get. And I think they didn't get it. So he took the people and went, no way.
Yeah, I can use it. Thinking that you're right about that they didn't have everything right away, you know, up right away.
Okay.
I think they were saying it's just like, they still did be and they have, for example, like, forget about him. Or,
from the beginning, they didn't do that. Instead of coming out and saying, you know, you'll be able to go on there and watch some of our stuff. There's going to be a few specials on there. They came out from the get-go and said, oh, we're going to have all of our specials going to be on there. All of our DVDs are going to be on there. You're going to be able to watch all of the past pay-per-views and everything. Them good 6 months to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Only on, no, only on, I think that was the last one they put on there. Yes, Price of Fame, the Bad Man story. That's good ass one. Ain't on the network. None of Ultimate Warrior DVDs are there. None of Hogan's DVDs are on there. I think the last DVD, like I said, I saw on the network was Heart of Fame. I think that was the last one that was there. Ain't on. All the Hogan's DVDs are on there. None of the Warrior's DVDs are on there. Razor Ramon, the Scott Hall stories are walking on the right edge. 20 minutes of them go on there. That's it. If you really get the Big Robert story, they ain't on there. I had to literally, and she can vouch for this. I had to literally go to another network. On the network, I had to do another one. Like, you know, it was either, I think Hulu I went to find. It was even on the network, and it was about Jake the Snake Roberts. It's not even on the network.
Yeah, that's true. And that's part of the problem with the network is that there is not many things that are missing from there. And I understand it's a lot of content to get out there. Let's be perfectly honest. It is a hell of a lot of content to get up there. But if the executives at Disney, who own everything right now, let's be perfectly honest,
yeah,
can get all the content up there, you go on there and you can see, it's like, oh, we've got, you can go to Disney Movie, you can go to Fox stuff, you can go to this stuff, you can go to this stuff. There's people tripping over shit that came out where there's new kids right now.
Especially,
you know what I mean?
Especially, like, they put most of the Marvel stuff there. And I understand why a few of the movies that's not on there because of their
exactly.
Right
from there. And I understand if
WWE
at that issue, because they don't
require
it. But the argument that they say Fox. Fox are like, we're not giving up those rights yet. You've got to wait to contract them so you can have it. You know what I mean? That's how businesses run. But when you own the product and you have been putting out the sales of the DVD, the product, Mike and you, both of you, should be able to go on WWE Network and be like, you know what? I want to put that. Right? I'm lost the DVD. I'm going to go on. Instead of, and then to search through it because, say, for example, I know Hogan stuff is on there, but just say for argument's sake, it's a Hogan one. You type in Hogan, you may have try who? I'm going to try Netflix. I'm going to try this. I'm going to try that. And then you start watching it in different segments on YouTube.
So like, unless you all the DVD, you ain't never gonna see it.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, with me and our man Price the Bank, I saw it in Walmart. I'm thinking, okay, since the DVD showed up on the network, probably give it like a month or so after out of stores and so I can find it on the network. I go to the network, type in Million Dollar Man, Price the Bank, or Price the Bank, Million Dollar Man story. Overlay the subject. When do you find I had to rig it on YouTube just to see the damn thing? Yes,
and that's the pushing where WWE Network has lost its draw with people.
Right, for now, and like stuff on there, they should.
To be honest, they have good shows on there. Some of them, they've done the interview things, the specials where they've talked to like Undertaker and different ones like that, and they're being interviewed by their peers. That's pretty great.
The last time they did, I think it was who's the last one there with Kane?
It was Kane.
But don't you agree? Bring more stuff like that up.
Right,
that
and I'm
actually really good one too.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make a little bit of time, maybe sometime, or to try to watch the John Morrison, because they did him last night, but I didn't see it all. But it was at the Chronicle version of John Morrison, so I didn't know that was on there, but I got to watch it. I didn't watch the whole thing. But we're out of time. We're actually going to do a show tomorrow, talk about more about this, and talk about the show. And talk. So just stay tuned for that, and don't forget about the.